I'm Nick Gazer. I'm with the National Corn Growers Association as the Manager of Soil Health and Sustainability, where I also serve to guide the efforts for the Soil Health Partnership.
Yes, you are the administrator of the Soil Health Partnership, as NCGA is the administrator, and we are here at the very first Soil Health Summit. Tell us about the people that are here and what you're trying to accomplish at this summit.
First of all, I'm incredibly excited to have all these people come together for this event. It's great. The attendees are, first and foremost, our farmers from the Soil Health Partnership. We've invited them in from across the project geography to get to know one another. Also, along with the farmers, we've invited the agronomists, their service providers, the certified crop advisors to come in and be part of the summit as well, because the farmers don't make these decisions alone. Oftentimes, the agronomists are helping out, so we wanted to include them as well. Along with that, we have our Science Advisory Council. And then along with that, other collaborators for the project. So across a diversity of organizations such as the NRCS, CTIC within Indiana, I mean, it's great to have all these groups come together.
Well, and the Soil Health Partnership itself is officially not quite a year old at this point, launched at Commodity Classic last year. You went through some of what you felt were the benchmarks that have been accomplished over the last year. Tell us about some of those.
First and foremost, the launch almost a year ago in February of 2014, launching the Soil Health Partnership. The idea for the Soil Health Partnership started in 2011. So within 3 years, we came to the point where we could launch the Soil Health Partnership, and it's been great. Along with that, we've also had the enrollment for demonstration farm sites across the Midwest, enrolling 20 farmers within the project. This project wouldn't be what it is without the farmers involved in the project. From there, we received a conservation innovation grant through the USDA NRCS, and that's been incredibly supportive to the project to provide funds to help move us forward. We've been featured in media. We have a website. A lot of other additional pieces that have all been pulled together for this project.
So let's get more in depth about the demo farms. You said you have 20 in 6 different states. Tell us a little bit about that, who these people are, and what the purpose of the demonstration farms is.
Yeah, so the 20 farms spread across 6 different states, including Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Nebraska, Wisconsin, and Ohio. The farmers are early adopters, innovators in the area of conservation practice management. And so the farmers, they're interested, first, they're interested in learning more about soil health and how can conservation practices improve soil health, how can it improve crop yields, how can it improve economic sustainability on the farm, and environmental risk mitigation on their farms as well. So that's kind of the scope of what they're interested in. The cropping systems vary across the board. From Nebraska to Ohio, you know, there are a lot of different regional adaptations and climatic gradients, soil type differences. All these differences help play a part in what we're trying to accomplish with the Soil Health Partnership by gathering data and then returning it back to the farmers on a smaller scale, moving down to almost a township level to provide additional resources to farmers in how to adopt conservation practices.
How did you come up with these 20 farms? And you're going to have 100 over the 5 years? That's what you hope for?
Yeah, correct. So within the first year, a lot of recommendations. We had recommendations from our partnering organizations in the first year. And as we moved into 2015, as more farmers became aware of the project, they started reaching out. So we had a lot of enrollees that were just reaching out directly to the Soil Health Partnership. So the interest is definitely rising, and it's a great thing.
And they have to, when they agree to do this, they agree to, like, open up their farms to field days and things like that?
Correct. First, they it starts with the demonstration site itself. So they agree to enroll a 20 to 80 acre field on their farm. So not the biggest, not the smallest. And then along with that, to agree to allow us to collect soil samples, return the data directly to them, but then to use it to update our recommendations to farmers. So that's the data side. The other side is communication and outreach, and that's where the field days really come in. So we open up these farms every single year for field days to invite neighbors, other organizations, and other local resources into the project, in the area, into the field day to help spread the resources and information and help link farmers in with the local resources, let them know what's available.
We went through where we came in the last year. What are you hoping for the year ahead?
I'm looking forward to seeing the network expand and then also providing better resources to the farmers. We're building our team, so we'll have more people available to help the farmers out. We'll have better communications through a communications manager. And so through all these additions to the project, I think it's all going to serve the people who matter most, the farmers.
And you really think this event has gone well?
Oh, absolutely. It's great to have all these people come together. It's wonderful.
All right, excellent. Thank you very much, Nick, here at the Soil Health Summit in St. Louis. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.